I was going out and get you something to eat.
Buddy, I was wondering about that, like those films and all, like, do they keep those at the Smithsonian for anybody to look at? Like the
anybody can see them that wants to see them. That's what they said they wanted them for, to show.
Mm-hmm.
And when they'd have future folk festivals there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Well, that'd be interesting. I wish I could go up there and see them sometime if I was ever up.
Now, that's Smithsonian something else, boy.
Oh, I've never been there.
I'm telling you. It covers 15 acres of ground.
Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could go up there and see it sometime. People just say you can just spend a week almost.
You can stay a week and you won't see half of it.
Still not see half.
Still not see half of it.
Gosh, that's just amazing.
Yes, sir. You can spend a whole week there and you'll not see half of the Smithsonian. There was one of the buildings that I never did even get to go to.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that big.
Yeah. Well, they was real nice to us. It didn't cost us a penny to go over there, and or nothing, or eats, or nothing. Didn't cost us anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I wanted a souvenir out of there, but they don't sell anything but postcards.
Oh, that's all they have?
That's all you can buy in the Smithsonian. I got this little old nigger over here Washington, D.C., but I didn't get it to Smithsonian.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one, I thought that said Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's a souvenir from over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that was not...
No, you can't buy a thing in the world in there on this postcard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Get started again. Now, if a woman or something wanted to buy some curtains or something, and she wanted to match them with something, you know, in town, they'd take a little square of cloth with them and call that a...
Well, I just don't know anything about that, because they didn't do it back
then. Oh, they didn't do that then?
They didn't have curtains.
Oh, they didn't have anything. What about material, if they wanted something of a... to match some kind of material that they have, did they?
Well, they might go back and buy that if they didn't have enough to finish a dress or something. But
so they might, that's what I was meaning, they'd carry a little sample or something.
Yeah, well, they'd take maybe a little sample of it back and get enough of the material to finish the garment. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have any kind, that's what I, now like for clothing and all that, they didn't make...
They made their own clothing.
They all made their own clothing.
When I was a kid, you couldn't hardly buy a dress. You could buy coats, but you couldn't buy dresses.
Oh, that's
you made your own, or you didn't have.
But they would have to go to town to get the cloth to make it.
But my mother, now when she was married, they was married in 1880, and then they made all the cloth.
Oh, they even made their own cloth?
They made their own cloth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen any of the homemade cloth that they
I've seen some of it, but Jesse's mother had some that she made and had some quilts lined with it.
Oh, some of that homemade. Oh, was it free?
Well, it's just white.
It wasn't anything fancy. I was wondering how they would get patterns and things. Somebody that I've seen
made a coverlid, and that was just about as pretty a thing as I ever saw.
Oh, really?
And I can't think to save my life who's got that. And it was woven years and years ago. Oh. I believe I seen that over here at the Mountain View.
Oh, yeah.
They had that on exhibit there for people to see. Mm-hmm.